Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Today, we're looking at RetroZest. You can find them at RetroZest.com. They are in the music commentary category. Their description from our good friends at Apple Podcasts says, This is podcast wherein. First of all, I don't think that's great. This is podcast. Shouldn't that be, this is a podcast wherein we have a zest for all things retro? Join your host, Curtis Lankloss, as he picks a subject about anything retro related. Music, movies, TV shows, video games, toys, pop culture, etc. And provides commentary which is interesting and entertaining. Enjoy the nostalgia. And we're going to listen to an episode about AC/DC's Back in Black 40th anniversary right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this.
Hey, Jeff, it's time to start the podcast.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock. That's better. Entree.
All right. It's always good to hear Spicoli. Music for the sake of nothing.
Welcome to the RetroZest podcast with your host, Curtis Lawnclough.
Roy.
Greetings, Retro Nation. Welcome to episode 11 of the RetroZest podcast. My name is Curtis Lawnclough, and I'm your host. It's my job to make sure your zest for all things retro is adequately satiated. On this episode, we are celebrating another 40th anniversary. I seem to be having a lot of these on this podcast, and this won't be the last. There's actually another one next week. Anyway, on July the 25th, 1980, one of the most best-selling albums of all time was released. The band in question had just faced utter devastation with the untimely death of their lead singer. However, just like the phoenix obtains new life by arising from the ashes of its predecessor, according to Greek mythology, this band arose to be bigger and better than before with the release of this album.
You're reading this.
Is AC/DC. The album is Back in Black. So let's get right into a celebration of the 40th anniversary of the release of this album with a concise retrospective on AC/DC.
Which means I was 14 when this album came out.
Born in Scotland in the early 1950s, the brothers Angus and Malcolm Young moved with their family to Australia as children. Malcolm began playing the guitar first, soon followed by Angus. Malcolm first played with a Newcastle band called the Velvet Underground, not to be confused with the Lou Reed group.
Which sucks.
Their older brother, George Young, had been a member of Australia's most successful 60s band, the Easy Beats, who were the first local pop act to score an overseas hit in 1967. This was the song entitled Friday on My Mind. After George and his Easy Beats partner, Harry Vanda, returned to
Australia. Do we really need this much backstory?
They became the house producers for the newly formed Albert Productions record label, whose owner, Ted Albert, had been the Easy Beats producer between 1965 and 1967. George asked Malcolm and Angus to do some session work for a project he was doing. Angus then formed a band called Tantrum. After the Velvet Underground, Malcolm decided to form a more pure rock and roll band and enlisted Angus's help.
This is a lot of backstory.
The band's name after their sister, Margaret, saw the initials AC/DC on a sewing machine. AC/DC is an abbreviation meaning alternating current.
So you're assuming nobody knows who AC/DC is.
After choosing their name, they were soon signed to the new Albert label, and Vanda and Young produced their first seven LPs. The early lineups changed often, but the 1974 enlistment of charismatic singer Ronald Bon Scott as their driving frontman was the beginning of their success. Bon Scott was born in Forfar, Scotland.
Does Bon Scott have anything to do with Back in Black besides the fact that they're Back in Black because he's dead?
Living in Melbourne for 4 years before settling in Fremantle, West Australia.
See, where Bon Scott lives, to me, has no bearing on Back in Black.
In 1964, and became the band's drummer and occasional lead vocalist. He performed in several other bands, including the Valentines and Fraternity, before replacing Dave Evans as the lead singer of AC/DC.
I mean, that's some great trivia.
A vital innovation of AC/DC was Angus Young's adoption of his now famous school uniform as a regular stage outfit. The original was reputedly Angus's real uniform.
But we're 4 minutes in, and we haven't heard a thing about Back in Black.
High in Sydney. Between 1974 and 1978, AC/DC became one of the most popular and successful acts in Australia. This was aided by regular appearances by the band.
Okay, a couple things. Number one, you have some phenomenal trivia in here about Dave Edmonds and where Bon Scott lived and things like that. But I'm going to point, I talk about this book on a fairly regular basis, and it's called The Secrets of Dynamic Communication, Prepare with Focus, Delivery, and Clarity, Speak with Power by Ken Davis, and a little bit of it by Michael Hyatt. And it's a lot about speaking in public, but the one thing it says is every presentation, so if you're doing a podcast, every segment should be able to be boiled down into one sentence. And so in this case, it's the history of Back in Black. And what you're doing here is not bad. You're doing the history of AC/DC. I don't need to learn about Dirty Deeds and High Voltage. You know, if anything, and there's another great book called Storyworthy. And he says, you want to start your story as close to the end as you can, because you get the action and that pivot point and things like that. So here the pivot point is, they came out with Highway to Hell. They had a hit and they were making it in the States after starting in Australia. They were finally making grounds in the States, and their singer chokes on vomit and dies. Hence, Back in Black. And then I would really love, like, details on, you know, and which you get into probably later once you get to Back in Black. But, like, is the music pre-written with Bon, and then Brian's just putting in stuff, lyrics and things like that? You know, I know it was recorded, I think, in the Bahamas. Just any, like, super gold, like, you did the deep trivia on the deep trivia on Back in Black. I tuned in to listen about Back in Black, and I got the history of AC/DC. Now, part of the problem here is you would give that backstory when it's needed. If you think about it, when you see somebody on a talk show and they're talking about a movie and the host looks at the guest and goes, do you need to do a setup here or can I just roll the clip? And in this case, you can just roll the clip. Everybody and their brother has heard at least one song, if not four, per nauseam from the album that is Back in Black. So I think you could start pretty much right at, you know, let's talk about Bon Scott. Let's talk about Highway to Hell. Let's talk about them getting off the ground. Boom, he dies. Is the band going to stay together? Hence Back in Black, and then go. But you were doing all sorts of, Bon was born here and Malcolm went to the school and Angus's favorite fruit on Tuesday when the moon is full. And I was like, wow, do we really need this much backstory to get the magic of Back in Black? So for me, it took a little long because we never even got there in 4 minutes to get to Back in Black. And the other thing is, who is going to want to hear about the history of Back in Black? My guess would be AC/DC fans, of which I am. I've seen them probably 6 or 7 times. I mean, my first concert was in 1978, and it was the Highway to Hell tour. So I got to see Bon Scott, and I saw them on like the next 4 or 5 tours. So I'm a huge AC/DC fan. So consequently, I was bored. I knew all this stuff. So that's where you got to figure out, who is my audience? How much backstory do they need? And then where can I start this story where the action starts? And so for me, the drama that is Back in Black, which you, I'm sure you get to, was the fact, is the band going to go on? Because Bon was the leader. And then how did they find the singer? Did it work? And then, you know, they all lived happily ever after. Although I did just watch some AC/DC today with Axl Rose on YouTube. And when that man at this point opens his mouth, it's almost like white noise comes out. It's just like, ah, ah, ah. I was like, wow, that's different. And he is shaped like me. Axl Rose very much has a dad bod, which was not, was different. Anyway, so again, I'm an AC/DC fan, and I was somewhat impatient towards getting to the actual Back in Blackness. And I'm going to assume because of the trivia that you did, that you're going to get into that kind of trivia with the actual album. The other thing is, and it's just a pet peeve of mine, the music for the sake of nothing thing. We just had like, I don't know, 10 seconds of, you know, la, da, da. It's like, hey, we're transitioning. And I do that on some of my shows, but it's literally like 5 seconds or less. The only thing I can think of that's music on one of my shows is I used to play a song that I do have permission of. And I think that was close to 10 seconds. And that was at the very, very end of the show. So if people wanted to, they could skip. But the sound was good. Yeah, oh, that was the other thing. You are reading this. And that's fine. Just, I would prefer, and again, this is just my opinion. I like when shows just, you are talking to me across the aisle. But you definitely have that thing where I can tell that you're reading to me, and you have kind of that Harry Cronkite, I'm delivering it like a news show, which is fine. That turns this into a friend telling me about an album into, this is a documentary about the album. It's just a different vibe, and I like the more like, hey, let me just talk to you about this kind of thing. You weren't super monotone. It was just obvious that you were reading. Not a big deal. Just realize there are going to be people like me that go, ugh, I'm not a big fan of being read to. Just give me the script. I'll read it. I can read faster than listen to you talk about it. So that was my first impression. A little slow for me to get to the point and a little bored because I already knew the history because, well, I'm an AC/DC fan. So that's it. Now, if you would like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super easy. Go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the $5 sign. And you will have your show not only right in front of me, but also in front of the audience that's listening to this. And again, if you want to check out the rest of this, you're like, hey, 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 I want to hear that Back in Black stuff. The website again, retrozest.com. Now, if you want a full description of this, because I definitely have some opinions about your website, that's what we do on the Podcast Review Show. That's a show I do with 30-year radio veteran. And we not only go over your podcast, and I'm by that I mean the beginning, the middle, the end, the flow. We have you fill out a form to make sure that your goals are in alignment with your content. Then we also go over your website, and then we bring you on live and we play what is good and what needs a little polished. And that way you kind of really get an in-depth look at your show. And that is the Podcast Rodeo Show. This is kind of like outpatient surgery here at the Podcast Rodeo Show. If you want major surgery, major look into your show, podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.